Our special guest, Dr. Mark McDonald, who is a psychiatrist and author. His opinions have been widely published, including the Wall Street Journal and the Federalist. He and Dr. Jeff Barkey have a weekly podcast, and you can find that at informeddissentmedia.com that explores the intersection of healthcare and politics. Dr. McDonald has advised Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to prohibit school masks, saying that masking a child is child abuse. Governor DeSantis took Dr. McDonald's advice, and Florida has one of the lowest COVID rates in the United States. He is author of the very important book, The United States of Fear, How America Fell Victim to a Mass Delusional Psychosis.
Dr. McDonald, in your book, you said that you believe that Dr. Fauci is a sociopath. You said that initially you just thought he was a narcissist, but as time went on, you came to believe that he was a sociopath. Do you want to expound on that?
I believe sociopath for two reasons. One is what he's done in the last year and a half. It's irrefutable that he has lied, that he has knowingly allowed hundreds of thousands of Americans to lose their lives, and that he is taking no accountability for it. That is not an opinion, that is simply a fact. Secondly, and this is something that I wasn't aware of until I started to read more about him, and RFK Jr. does this brilliantly in his book, The Real Anthony Fauci, and lays it all out. But in private conversations with those who have worked with him in the past, including with Judy Mikovits and RFK Jr., who I've spoken with several times and face-to-face, and others who know of him and have worked with people who've worked with him, I learned so much in the last 18 months about what he's done in the past. I mean, we all now know about the infamous beagle torture experiments with sand flies, allowing them to be eaten alive in mesh cages that he sponsored and supported overseas, and other grisly, morbid experiments that he to this day...
I'm sorry. I just want to point out to our audience that Dr. McDonald is a psychiatrist. This is just not some guy off the street with his random opinions. He's a psychiatrist.
I'm very familiar with what goes into the makings of a sociopath, how to observe them, how to diagnose them, what makes them tick, and also the impossibility of actually reforming them or treating them. I have met them, I have treated them, I've seen them in forensic hospitals. So it's not something that I'm using as a sort of casual layman's term. I mean, clinically, I think he's a sociopath. The second thing that I discovered about him through, again, just by speaking to people who knew him and reading, is the incredible level of corrupt, antisocial, anti-human practice that he engaged in during his years of the HIV epidemic, the AIDS crisis, and how he intentionally allowed for the suffering and death of many Americans, mostly gay men. What I have learned about Anthony Fauci through reading and talking to people is the utter devastation and callousness, and I would say even go so far as to say murder, of many thousands, tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds, since I don't know what the number would be, of Americans who developed HIV or AIDS during the AIDS crisis, and that he allowed to pass away without treatment, simply to burnish his own reputation and to increase his power and his funding sources. I was not aware of that. I really wasn't. I thought that he was a hero for HIV and AIDS, and it turns out he's not. He's actually the devil. So this man is not just a man who's narcissistic, who's made some mistakes, maybe overreached, you know, maybe tried to cover his tracks. Not at all. This man has built an empire over a career of manipulating people's lives that engages and burnishes his sort of financial reputation and his financial power. He now is worth over $10 million, throws colleagues under the bus, like Judy Mikovits, allows people to die, denies it, and then attacks anybody who criticizes him, like Rand Paul. I cannot deny, with all of the evidence over decades, that this man is not just full of himself, he's not just a money grubber, he's not just power hungry, he is also intentionally harming people, with what appears to be a complete and utter lack of conscience. And that is the definition of a sociopath.
Why the heck is he the most highly paid
federal government employee?
Federal government employee, more so than his boss,
Francis Collins. More so than the president.
President of the United States. Why? Okay, that's probably a rhetorical question. I assume you don't know the answer, but
my simple answer to your question is sociopaths are generally incredibly successful people. I mean, Bundy had girlfriends, you know, galore.
Yeah.
And what did he do? What was his career? It was murdering women.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Women loved him.
That was his living, was murdering and dismembering women. And yet women loved him, and some of them still do.
Yeah.
Charlie Manson, same thing. I mean, he's been married multiple times in prison. He has consorts that show up, and I think he just died.
Yeah, he did die.
Finally.
Yeah, so I guess he's not doing that anymore.
Finally.
Up until his death, he certainly got away with quite a lot. I mean, he got away with more than most men do who are not as sick and evil as he is.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy, Anthony Fauci, I would expect has been so successful in obtaining the position that he has and maintaining it and getting the money and the funding, certainly not because he's done a good job or because he's smart or because he's a good doctor or because people like him. I suspect that he's been successful because of a sociopathic trait, that this man has used his sociopathy in a way to place himself at the top of the pyramid in the government bureaucracy by handing out favors to those who support him and by actively, directly threatening those who do not.
Well, Dr. McDonald, you wrote in your book, The United States of Fear, you wrote, the practice of medicine has become largely corrupt. It sounds like Dr. Fauci is the face of that statement.
Yes, I think he's a great face. He essentially epitomizes the complete corruption of government. But it's not just, well, I'll put it this way. He's medical government. He is medicine within the government. And government and medicine are both corrupt. But if you see Anthony Fauci just as a doctor rather than as sort of a bureaucrat and a government official, think of him as the sort of the face of medicine. I think that it provides a good metaphor. He provides a good metaphor to show to Americans how far medicine as an institution has fallen.
Well, he said, I am science. Did he not?
And if you attack me, you're attacking science.
Yes.
Exactly.
I mean, what a megalomaniac.
He is. I mean, that is sick. That is truly clinically sick. And all of medicine has fallen to some degree. Anthony Fauci is sort of the epitome of it. But all the medical institutions, the American Medical Association, has publicly stated, as I said in my book, that they do not want sex to be placed on birth certificates. That is absurd. That is destructive.
Yeah.
There is no denying that that is an intentional attack on our core foundations of society. It is anti-biologic. It is anti-science. The American Academy of Pediatrics is officially sponsoring and supporting chemical castration of young girls and the lopping off of healthy breast tissue for those girls who are mentally ill and are confused about their gender. We have the pushing of critical race theory by the American Psychoanalytic Association, which I used to support. And now I just see it as another political tool of the left. Every single organization that represents medicine, science, psychiatry, psychology is basically in the gutter. And then you have hospital systems. St. John's Hospital here in Los Angeles just last week denied access by a husband to be witness to and present with his wife during her cesarean section delivery of their child. Why? Because the wife had tested positive for the Wu flu a week before.
Oh my God.
Wasn't sick. He tested negative because you have to test again in the hospital, and they still wouldn't allow him into the delivery room.
Good Lord.
Oh, that's
sick.
Yeah, the whole world has gone absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm.
There's a man just today I read who, I don't know what hospital or city he's in, is being did a heart transplant, which means he will die.
Right.
Because he refuses to get a shot that will probably kill him anyway, mm-hmm. because it will attack his unhealthy heart tissue, which is barely functioning now. And yet the hospital will not give him a heart transplant unless he gets a shot.
Well,
and the Make-A-Wish Foundation story as well is
that's right. They just shut down children who need organs or children who are dying if they don't actually get a shot before they die. I mean, it's ghoulish and it's sick, and it's pervasive across all medical institutions, foundations, hospitals, clinics, health departments, journals. It's all corrupt. It's all termite infested. It all has to be ripped out, put in the dumpster, and we have to rebuild from the ground up.
And that's going to be the subject of our next interview. Dr. Mark McDonald, we sure appreciate you being with us.
Thank you very much.
He's, of course, again, the author of the very important book, The United States of Fear, How America Fell Victim to a Mass Delusional Psychosis, which is available online. You should get it. You should read it. You should recommend it to your friends. You should give it as gifts. The United States of Fear is the name of it. And his website, where you can hear his podcasts, informeddissentmedia.com. That's Informed Dissent, D-I-S-S-E-N-T, media.com. Thank you, Dr. McDonald.
Thanks, Bill. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you very much.